Welcome to Royal Legacy, where we will explore the rich athletic history and deep family connections of BYU sports. Join us as we honor the past, celebrate the present, and look forward to the future of the BYU Cougars. Here's your host, Lauren McLean.
How's it going, everyone? I'm Lauren McLean, and welcome to Royal Legacy, where we dive deep into the family connections of BYU sports. Today, we have a power couple in the world of athletics, Michaela and Jackson Clough. Michaela was a BYU soccer superstar, leading the Cougars to their first ever national championship appearance, earning multiple WCC Player of the Year awards, and eventually going pro with the Orlando Pride before joining the Utah Royals. Jackson played baseball at BYU and was drafted by the Washington Nationals, following in the footsteps of his father, Paul, who was also drafted out of BYU. And he now plays AAA ball for the Rochester Red Wings. Guys, thank you so much for being on here with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. We're excited.
Yeah, I've had you both on different shows, so this is fun to have you guys together. And I know it's crazy busy right now, so I appreciate the time. So let's get into it. You guys have been married for 3 years now, is that right?
Yes.
Wow. And you're currently playing professionally in different parts of the country, Utah and New York, respectively. Michaela, how do you guys make time for each other during your busiest time of the year?
Oh, gosh. We have a lot of FaceTime dates. We pretty much, I feel like we each go to the field, and in between being at the field, hurry and call each other, say what's up, go do our next thing, call each other. Like, it's just any downtime we have, we basically are spending talking to each other. So,
Jackson, what would you say has been the hardest part about being so far from each other?
Oh, just not seeing each other. I mean, obviously, yeah. That aspect of relationship is just tough when you can't interact on a day-to-day basis. It's so nice when we're home in the off season and we don't have to schedule time together. We just both know that we're there. It's been tough, but Kayla's great. She's easy. She makes it work.
Is that so hard when the off season comes to an end and you have to say goodbye? You're like, oh, is that so difficult?
Ask Jackson how much support and therapy he has to put me through every time, every year before he leaves.
It's like when she drops me off at the airport, it's just like wiping away tears. Aww. So sad. That sounds so horrible.
But you guys make it work. You make it work, and you're doing incredible. You guys own a house in Utah, right?
Yeah, where I'm at, I live in Bountiful, and we bought this house last year. So,
and a goat? Like, isn't there a goat involved somewhere in there that I saw? Like, what was that about?
I'll let Jackson explain that one.
Yeah, go ahead, Jackson.
So we bought this house, and the landscape, it's an old house, and they kind of remodeled the inside, but the landscaping's all up to us. And I got home last year, and I was like, okay, it's too late to put in the landscaping, but all these weeds and everything looks horrible. And so I started to look into renting goats, because apparently that's a thing. You can rent goats for a week, and they'll come eat all your weeds. So I start looking. I'm on KSL. I'm on Facebook Marketplace. And turns out people are selling goats for about the same price you can rent them for. So I was like, I'm just going to buy a couple goats, let them chill in the backyard for a couple weeks, make sure they eat all the weeds. And sure enough, they did. And now we have a family in our ward that is taking care of them down at their property for us. And I plan to execute the metabolism of those goats again in the fall.
Are we talking goat milk and cheese here, or has it just been weed eating for now?
It's just been weed eating, but I have hopes that we'll eventually get to the milk and all the other benefits that we can get. But he didn't even touch on the most important part, which is that one of our goats had a baby. So now we have a baby goat too.
Yeah. Wow. Last week she had a baby. It's the cutest thing ever. So now
you own two milk goats.
Yeah. Well, there's actually four, but so now we own five with the little baby, but now since she had a baby, we have some milk at play. So,
oh my gosh, I'm dying that you guys have goats. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
I want to know, Michaela, what do you guys do during the off season when neither of your seasons are going on? Is this something you guys are like, let's travel, let's go on vacation, or do you kind of just want to hunker down at home because it's the only time you guys get to be together?
Yeah, it's kind of funny you say that because I feel like we do a good mix of both. Like every year I literally beg Jackson to take me to Hawaii. So we've managed to do that every off season, and I hope that that continues. So there's a little bit of travel, and then we always, Jackson's family lives down in St. George. So we're always traveling back and forth between seeing, spending time with his family and my family between the holidays and stuff, because that's when our off season falls. And then, but then we always talk about, we're like, okay, we have no desire to go like stay in a hotel somewhere. We're, that's what we do constantly. We're both traveling all the time for, you know, our games and road, games. Yeah. And so we're like, do anything we can just to have some time at home. And we always talk about how much we love just being home.
Yeah. Cause you guys are traveling so much, which, speaking of Jackson, you're on the road so much and minor league baseball is so transient. Who or what helps you feel grounded as you're traveling so much around the country?
Well, who first, obviously, definitely Michaela. She's obviously, we talk and she's my rock daily, and I couldn't do it without her, but I would say, both of our families, specifically my dad, you know, he checks in with me every day. All my siblings watch my games way more than you would believe. I mean, I play every single day, and to think that my parent, my siblings like turn my game on at work and stuff is just kind of crazy. So they, everyone, and even on Kayla's side of the family, her parents, everyone is just so supportive of making our lifestyle work, supporting Kayla when she's at home, coming to see us on the road. I'd say that's the biggest thing, is we just have two very supportive families of what we're doing and make sacrifices for both of us to help us out.
That's important. And Michaela, you're in year four as part of the NWSL. How would you sum up what these first 4 years in the league have been like? I saw on Instagram that you're like, does this mean I'm old? Definitely doesn't. But how would you sum up what these first 4 years have been like for you in the league?
Oh gosh, I feel like it's kind of been a roller coaster of, like, Jackson knows too, like before, when I was in college, I didn't even necessarily know that I for sure wanted to play in the NWSL, but I've just kind of let the cards fall as they may throughout my career, and the opportunity presented itself. And so I went to Orlando and had a great first couple of seasons and didn't really even know what to expect or, you know, how it would go, but I loved it and just haven't felt like I've wanted to be done with my career yet, and have just, you know, found a way to continue playing. And obviously with the opportunity to come back home and play in Utah, it was something I didn't want to pass up, and has been really fun to be back in my home state with all our family and friends around me here. And so, yeah, it's been a roller coaster and lots of up and downs, but really fun overall.
I'm curious, when you first came back to Utah, and maybe you still notice it, but did you notice a difference in the home crowd when you would come out? Because so many people know who you are from your BYU days. Did you notice a difference in like the crowd noise?
Maybe. I feel like it's hard to like, I feel like I'm in like a bubble when I'm in games. Like I don't even really hear, but I'd like to say that there was some more cheers maybe.
Well, you mentioned that you just feel like you haven't accomplished everything that you've wanted to. What's one of your biggest goals for this season?
I always have a lot of personal goals for myself in terms of different things I want to achieve on the field. But I think that me and Jackson always talk about goals, you know, at the beginning of every year. And one thing that he kind of pushed and challenged me to do, which has been really prominent in my foresight, has just been to really like feel like myself and feel like I'm able to contribute in whatever role I'm given. And whether that's, you know, a certain position on the field or a different position that I'm used to or whatever, and just like get back to feeling like I'm playing at my highest level with the most confidence and able to just like enjoy what I'm doing every single day, and that like the success will come as I'm able to do that and be in that mindset.
I like that advice. And Jackson, you have a couple more years under your belt playing professionally with a weird COVID year and then some injury setbacks along the way. What would you say is one of the most important things that you've learned in your minor league journey so far?
Oh, that's a loaded question. I think the biggest thing, similar to what Kayla said, is like, obviously we have our goals about where we want to get to, how much money we want to make on the next contract we sign, or what, how many home runs or statistical measures that we have for ourselves that are all results based. But I think the biggest thing I've learned, and I wish I would have applied it earlier in my career more fully, is just that, you know, the same things that made me a really successful baseball player in high school and in college and led me to this opportunity to play professional baseball is just truly enjoying what I do and trusting that, you know, if you attack every single day and realize that you're playing professional sports, you're doing what you've always dreamed of, and you just have the mindset of, okay, I'm going to enjoy this and I'm going to have fun doing this. I've found a lot more success on the field when I commit to that game plan. And it sounds cliche, but you can just get so caught up in the results-based business. But if you just try to remember that you're playing a child's game and you're living the dream of what I thought I wanted to do when I was 5 years old, it just helps me focus on what really matters and helps me attack each game and each day with a little bit more gratitude and joy, I guess.
Yeah. I can't even imagine. Michaela and I were talking about a little bit before this started, just how weird to take a game that you've loved your entire life and then slap a business on it, right? And it can completely change how you view it. So I think that's awesome. You're like getting the mindset of how you were when you were a little kid and how you just loved it and play that way. Michaela mentioned some advice that you have given her that's helped. Jackson, what's the best advice you feel like Michaela has given you
No,
recently?
No pressure.
It's easy. Kayla helped me. I think it was in 2021, the year that you talked about. I had two injuries. I broke two bones in my both each hand at different times, so I didn't play that much that year. And when I was coming back, I was really struggling, and I just felt like it was a wasted year. And she just helped me go through every day. She would make me send her before the game, like before I said I got to go, she would say, "All right, tell me three things you're grateful for today." And so just shifting that perspective of just helping me remember what really matters outside of the game, but also when you carry that perspective into what you're doing, it just allows some pressure to be lifted off your shoulders and just kind of be grateful for the opportunity you have in front of you.
I'm here with Michaela and Jackson Clough, former BYU women's soccer and BYU baseball stars turned professional athletes. Michaela, you had an incredible career at BYU. When you look back, what's the first memory? I know you have a lot, but what's the first memory that comes to mind when you think of BYU?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I feel like I just had a flood of images run through my head when you asked that. I think it would probably have to be playing in the national championship game. Obviously, that was the last game I played with BYU as well. So it's kind of like the most recent memory I have of my career. But it also stood out the most being, you know, the level that game was and what we were playing for then.
And it's incredible. And Jackson, you had a standout career at BYU before getting drafted. What's something you would say you miss about BYU?
There's so many things. I was thinking about this question as I was preparing for this podcast, just because I was like, what do I miss most about BYU? And I think it's just that when you're at BYU, you're just having so much fun. You're not worried about your retirement. You're not worried about what you're going to do after your career or how you're going to provide for your family or when you're going to have kids, all those stuff. All you're focused on is going to my classes, going to practice and being the best that you can be and enjoying time with your friends. And so I really enjoyed that environment at BYU. It's just, I miss that time of life. It's great.
Growing up sucks, doesn't it?
It does.
They weren't lying.
They kept telling us that. They were not lying. Let's go back to when you two met. Michaela, how exactly did that happen?
Oh, gosh. I think he was on your what was it at the time? Like
between,
interview.
Between the lines?
Between the lines. Yeah, yeah, that's like one of the first memories I have of Jackson.
Gosh, but, so I get credit? Do I get credit?
Yeah, we can give you credit. but no, he had just gotten home from his mission. I had been at BYU for a couple of years, and I don't know what it is. There's just a connection between the baseball team and the soccer team, and all of my friends were friends with his friends, and we all just started hanging out. I feel like we hung out like every night at either my apartment or at his apartment, because his apartment was the baseball house and mine was the soccer house. And so we just had a good group of friends. We all got along really well and just did a lot of fun things together.
So who made the first move? Because that sounds like you're all hanging out in a group as friends. Who was it that made the first move? Jackson, are you raising your hand?
That would be me.
Okay.
I kind of like heard through the grapevine that oh, you and Kayla should get together. I'm like, oh, you think? Like, you think she'd be down? And, you know, kind of hear a little bit. And it's like, all right, I want to go for it.
I love it. And it worked out. Was there ever a moment, Kayla, when you were dating that you thought, yeah, this guy's it. This guy's the one.
And only name one, Kayla.
Yeah, we don't want to hear all the moments, just for time's sake.
I hate to give boost Jackson's confidence like this, but I feel like I knew pretty early on that he was the one for me.
Okay. Jackson, good answer. What about for you?
Yeah, I knew early on too, because we were friends for a long time, like probably for 3 or 4 months before we started dating or anything. And that was just because we kind of had the same friend group. We just did a lot of the same stuff together. And then as we kind of took the next step to dating and spending more time that way, I was just like, man, this girl is just cool. Like, I just feel like I'm hanging out with my friend when I'm with her. So that was different for me than any other girl that I did. I really liked that. So,
yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Balancing two athletic careers is just no small feat. And when you're married and trying to support each other. So what are some of the things you guys do to try and support each other? You mentioned you do a lot of FaceTime calls and you call each other a lot. What are some of the other ways you try and support each other in your careers? We'll start with Caleb.
I feel like that kind of just comes really naturally for us. It's funny because obviously Jackson plays baseball, I play soccer, so there's a lot of differences there. But like, as far as what we experience each and every day, what it takes to go, you know, to pursue the careers that we're in, it's very similar. So we have we're able to relate pretty closely to, you know, what it takes and just like the daily grind of what we're involved in. And so I feel like one day it's Jackson wheeling me through some situation or something that I had to endure one day. And then the next day it's me trying to do the same thing for Jackson. And so we're able to kind of help balance the good and the bad days with each other, because likely the other one's experiencing the opposite of what we have, you know? So it comes pretty naturally.
Yeah. Jackson, do you think that's a game changer? Having somebody how rare is that, that you have somebody that understands the type of stuff you're going through?
For sure. I mean, she's been a huge strength to me. I think just like you said, just having someone that understands what you're going through, she knows, and I was going to touch on this, she knows when to say something and how to say it. But I think we also both have a good feel for, okay, let's just not talk about how that game went. Let's not talk about what's going on at practice right now. Let's just talk about our life, and whether we're together, whether we're on FaceTime, we have a pretty good feel for how much we involve our careers and what's going on at the field each day or in the locker room into our daily life and conversation outside of it. There's just, we have a good balance between that.
Sometimes it's like, hey, let's talk about our five goats and what we're going to do with them when we're both back in Utah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Sometimes I have to preface it, like I'll ask her, how was training today? Do you want to talk about training, or should we just talk about other stuff? So.
Gotta make sure. I'm sure that's a delicate balance. Yeah. Something I saw you guys do around Christmas time was promote your Clough Foundation. So I want to know how you two created that and how that all came about. Let's start with Kayla.
Yeah. So we, since being married, have just, I love Christmas, and Jackson has started to love it as much as me, I think. And so we just like wanted to be able to provide Christmas for a couple families that are in need. And so that was kind of a tradition that we started and just handled on our own, you know, just got in contact with families that would need a little more support. And this year we wanted to just try and make it bigger and better and be able to support more families than we could just do on our own. So we were able to get an event put together to kind of kick off our foundation that we've started, and just have like a good, you know, reason for people to come together and support a good cause. And we were able to provide Christmas for many families, and that's just something that we really enjoy doing.
That's incredible that you guys did that. Jackson, what was that experience like for you? Because I know you guys did it. It wasn't Top Golf. It was, I might get in trouble for saying that. What was the golf place that you guys did it at?
It was T-Box.
Yes, yeah. That's right. So what was that experience like?
It was super cool. So they were very open to it. Kayla's agent connected us to some of the people at T-Box and Preston Unk and just all the people that are running over there, and it was awesome. We just had people come in for an event. We had like some snacks and raffle items. Some of Kayla has more sponsors than me, so a lot of her sponsors donate a lot of good giveaway items. And the idea was just to get people to come in, do something fun, play on the golf simulator, participate in the raffle, with the idea of all the money is just going towards families. So it was a really fun event. We're looking forward to doing something similar. We're not really sure what we're going to do this year, but we're going to try and do another event like that to draw people into something fun, but also focus on giving to families for that holiday season.
And did you guys choose golf? Because I know that's something you both love. Or did it just happen to play out that way?
We were thinking about doing a golf tournament, but it got a little bit late in the year. I don't get home until the last week of September. Kayla's season doesn't finish up till November, late November, depending on how they do in the playoffs. And so a golf tournament wasn't realistic last year. And like I said, Kayla's agent has a good connection to T-Box, so he reached out to them and they set it up. We both love golf, and it was a good way to throw a party.
So you guys have both individually told me before how competitive you are, obviously individually, but also with each other. Who is the most competitive between the two of you, or is it equal?
I hate to say it, but Jackson is way more competitive than me.
Really?
And I'm competitive, but this man loses a card game and is pouting for the next, 3 hours. Like, I purposely let him win so I don't have to deal with his mood.
Jackson, is that true?
Sometimes. She exaggerates it so bad. The other night we were playing a card game with her mom and sister. Or was it my family or your family? I can't remember. We were playing a card game. And, yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
No, keep going. I want to hear the story. Let's hear it.
I like when you're playing a game, it's like, okay, we're playing a game. You're trying to win. We're not just playing to just like have fun.
He
just
have a good time. Who does that?
So,
come on.
I have a hard time when we're playing games and people aren't like trying their best. And so like, I don't want to sit here and not try my best. It's a waste of my time. Yeah, I have a problem, all right?
Oh, I can't. Listen, no pressure, but I can't wait for when you guys have kids just to see how they're going to respond to that. You know what I mean?
It's going to be wild.
You're going to be the dad that's like swats your 3-year-old's basketball. He's shooting a hoop. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
They got to learn, right? You got to learn.
I got to learn.
Teach him young. So who won the last round of golf that you guys played against each other?
That's a great question. I did for the first time ever.
Really? Kayla, because you are good.
She smacks me in golf.
I feel like you should have been on the LPGA Tour in a different life, right?
Sometimes I wish I could go back and do it all over again and choose golf this time. But he's making me sound better than I am. He beats me more often than not these days, I think.
If you guys had to switch sports for a day, how would that go? Like, Jackson, how's your soccer game?
Well, if you ask me, I think it's pretty good. If you ask Kayla, she acted like, all right, sorry, I gotta be more professional for this interview.
No, you don't.
She acted like I couldn't kick the ball a couple months ago, and that led to quite the conversation. I can hold my own on the soccer field.
What was it, Kayla? Was it the form? Was it the velocity? Like, where was he going wrong?
Well, it was before we had, like, actually, like, we were talking about doing a crossbar challenge, and I was just like, okay, you can't just go hit the crossbar. Like I know you can kick a ball, but like, you don't know how to, like, you don't have the right technique. Yeah, like you said. And then we did it, and I actually was kind of surprised. I'm like, oh, he actually is kicking it like somewhat right. But he thinks that he can just go from that to being like a soccer player. I'm like, there's still a big gap there. But I am proud of you for being able to kick it the way you can.
Thanks.
She's proud of you, Jackson. Hey, so now it's your turn.
Much.
How is Michaela's baseball swing?
She can swing it a little bit. There's a little too much golf in the swing, but yeah, she can swing it. We got to get her elbow up when she throws a little bit. She's kind of like a little side armor, but she's good.
Yeah. Okay. I'll admit, I played a lot of sports growing up, but baseball is never one of the sports that just came, that stuck for me.
Well, you're an athlete, so I'm sure you're at least decent. I think you could probably do anything. Soccer and baseball are definitely two different paces of play, right? Two different games when it comes to pace. So you might, I'm just curious, what's your go-to pregame meal before a soccer game, Kayla? Assuming it's different from Jackson, but what's yours?
Oh gosh, I love like breakfast before games. So I usually have like an acai bowl type thing or just like a smoothie with maybe a couple eggs and some avocado toast. That's like ideal.
So you don't have to go super light. Like you have to have lots of energy, right?
Yeah, and I eat pretty, like I have to be in the field 2 to 3 hours early before the game starts. So it's pretty, you know, far in advance.
Yeah. Jackson, what about for you? What's your pregame meal? Every day.
I know. This is going to be boring, but I'm pretty similar to Kayla. I just like something light before games. I really chow down after the games, but before it's just like some eggs, yogurt, just like something light like that.
Okay. All right, guys. My last question for you is, what's something, now you really can get embarrassed, but what's something you admire most about each other, not just as athletes, but as people? I'm going to put Jackson on the spot first. What's something you really admire about Kayla as a person?
Oh, that's an easy one. Kayla's, the thing I admire most about Kayla is it doesn't matter what she's doing, whether it's her testimony or whether it's how she's trying to be as a wife, a friend, on the soccer field, anything that she's doing, she wants to be her best at. And she's always looking for ways to improve. She's really helped me with setting goals and going through it and trying to look at all aspects of your life and thinking about specific ways that you can improve, what practices you can do to be more healthy, to just everything. She's just always trying to be the best person that she can be. And she's one of the most successful and accountable people when it comes to those things. When she sets her mind on what she wants to do, she does it. So it's good.
That's not surprising with how much success she's had. That totally makes sense. But Kayla, what would you say about Jackson?
Oh gosh, Jackson, I feel like I've always had the same answer for him too, but he like literally works harder than anyone I know. Like he wouldn't even tell you this right now, but he's playing baseball, which is a full-time job. He's in school, and he's doing homework like the second he gets home from the field till the second he goes to bed at night. And like somehow in between all of that is just still such a good husband and brother and son and just great friend to everyone that he's around. And he always just is inspiring me on how he can, and on work ethic and always being your best self. But also he is the most serving person I know. Like he always puts others before himself. He always wants to do a casual favor for someone as well as go completely out of his way to make someone's day better. So
you guys are awesome. I'll just make sure not to play card games with him though.
Yeah, stay away from him.
We'll just put that caveat right at the end. Wait, I want to know real quick, Jackson, you're going to school. Where are you going?
I'm finishing my degree at BYU because I freshman year, freshman year, mission, sophomore year. So I had 2 full years to finish up. So I got a couple of classes left. I'm just trying to grind through.
Wow, good for you. That's so awesome. I'm here with Mikayla and Jackson Clough. You two are incredible. Thank you so much for taking time out of your extremely busy schedules to come on with me, and good luck this season.
Thanks so much, Lauren. We love any chance we get to chat with you.
Well, hopefully we'll meet again soon. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks again to Jackson and Mikayla Clough for coming on the show with me. Tori Kimball helped produce this episode with senior producer Terry South. You can join the Royal Legacy wherever you get your podcasts on Apple, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, or at BYUradio.org. Royal Legacy is a production of BYU Broadcasting.